Hi, Asher, sweetheart. This is Daddy again. I want to elaborate further on what I talked about in my previous recording to you. This is the 20th of September, the year 2024. I want to clarify something else about the lies that your mother has been spreading about me not working there and providing for you. She wanted me to have a full-time job there, not to provide for you. She's outright lying to you when she says this. The reason she wanted me to have a full-time job was so that I would pay the bills there, but she would send all or most of her money to Africa to give to her relatives, which is why she wanted me to have a job. Supposing, for the sake of argument, that only one of us had a job there, there would be no less income that way than if two of us had a job and one of us was sending all the money to Africa, or most of it to Africa, to pay for, to give to her relatives to help them become wealthy. So it would make no difference if two people had a job there or one people had a job. So to say that I needed to have a job there to provide for you, she was lying to you, Asher. Secondly, she was also dishonest when she says that I was home all day and not working. I was working, I was caring for you. If you want to prove this argument, what was she doing all day at her job but caring for children? She was doing exactly the same thing that I was doing. So to be consistent in her argument, if I was not working, then neither was she working. So, and your mother was evil for taking you away from me, which is what she did. And she prevented me from communicating to you. We did voice chat a few times, yes. But now she has even put an end to that completely. She was acting evil, Asher. She was just using you, mistreating you, so that she could send money to Africa. She instead of coming here like she promised to do, we would have had her with all the money, with the land that I own here. I purchased it in her name originally. She only agreed to give it back to me because it was acknowledged that I paid for it and that it was wrong for her to take what did not belong to her. If she was going to leave me, she cannot take this land. This was the reason for it, Asher. But she committed theft of land because documents were withheld. This is a criminal offense in Zambia. So she was evil in taking you away from me and depriving you of your father, all because of money. Had you come here to live, all the money that was just wasted and stolen alone could have built a nice house for us. You would have had your own house to live in, your own room. We could have had lots of fun here. More nutrition, much better nutrition. But she kept you there all because of money. And Asher, you were deprived of proper nutrition there as well. She would feed you junk food and garbage food, which I am completely against. I would have given you nutritional food to eat and taught you about nutrition. It's shameful. I wish I had more time to tell you about nutrition, but avoid all this junk food. All this sugar, all these artificial sweeteners. Read a book called Excitotoxins by Dr. Russell Blaylock. Avoid this MSG and all these other names that they call it. They change the name of this stuff now, so you don't know what's in your food. So much I could tell you about nutrition, Asher. Eat organic foods only and whole foods. And whenever possible, eat your foods raw, like your vegetables and fruits, to keep the nutrition in them. I don't have time now to do a whole talk about nutrition. I maybe should do that in the future, Asher. But I would have raised you properly, nutritionally, Asher. Also, I want you to be a man and speak out against the wrong, as I have done. I'm risking my life here, because I can get killed for what I'm doing here, because I'm exposing the crimes of your shameful family members here in Zambia, your mother's relatives here in Zambia, what they have done, which can get me killed. I want you to be a man and speak out and not be concerned about what about offending people. They have harmed you, and when I told you on the previous recording that these women who were raising you there have wrong values, the very fact that they are working at such a place in itself means that they have wrong values. Children at 3 years of age should never be forced out of their home and be raised by complete strangers. That's emotionally traumatic for you. I would never have allowed that. She's mistreating you, she's misusing you, all because of money, sweetheart. I would never do that to you. Also, Asher, I want you to, when you get old enough to read, read some books by Dr. Joe Dispenza, D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. He did a lot of research how that traumatic events that happened in our past can affect our future behavior, and that imprinting, that is imprinting of bad experiences, what has happened to you can affect your life later on. And it's only by discovering what these bad experiences are and how to rewire the brain and dewire this bad imprinting that you can avoid having this repeated in your own life later on. Find his books and his, he has a lot of lectures and interviews that you can find. I have them here, but I can't give them to you. Possibly I'll find them and put them on the website for you. Yes, so I wanted to just mention these things too, Asher, and avoid toothpaste that has fluoride in it. Fluoride actually creates tooth decay. It does not help it. Don't believe everything that you are told by doctors and dentists. And also avoid anything, toothpaste and anything else that has SLS in it, which, or S, it can stand for sodium lauryl sulfate or sodium lauryl sulfate. It goes by both names. And Asher, I want you to demand of your mother, as soon as you're old enough and you can listen to this audio, I want you to demand of your other mother that you want to come and live with your father. Don't ask her and be satisfied with her answer. Demand it. And tell your friends and tell everyone. Put pressure on her. You are free to come and be with me. You want to come and be with me, Asher. Also, Asher, if it's going to help you any, regarding what I told you about your mother and the fact that she has lied to you about these things, ask her to take a polygraph exam. This is a machine that detects when we are lying and when we are telling the truth. Ask her these questions under a polygraph exam. She will refuse to take a polygraph test when you ask her these questions because she is lying. So please keep this in mind also. But Asher, I miss you so much. And I love you so much. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about what has happened to you. But be assured I have been fighting hard for you. I have never stopped fighting for you. Even though I wasn't there, I have fought hard for you, Asher. And I will continue to do so. So please, I want you to come and live with me, sweetheart. I love you, Asher. I love you so much, sweetheart.